DJW Mobile. Clear W4DJW, KQ4QHV.
HV, W4DJW, how'd you get into falconry? How'd that happen?
She was a zookeeper for a little while, and when we first met, before we were married, she was living down in southern Georgia. And I would drive down there and visit her, and her boss is a falconer, and her boss's husband was also trying to get into falconry, and so he was working on getting his apprenticeship going, and that was when I met them. I found out that falconry was an option. You know, I was driving down there every weekend and getting involved in that with them, and decided it was something I wanted to do. And, you know, there's a test you take, and you pass the test, and then you got to find a sponsor, and so I went through and found a sponsor and completed the apprenticeship, and I guess that's kind of how I got into it.
Well, that's, you don't hear that many people that do that, and if you've ever raised birds before, you know, that's kind of like the apex of the bird family to get into. I really enjoyed the pigeons, so I was young, and I had a lot of friends that did the pigeon shows. We'd go to shows and had the fantails and the rollers and the tumblers and the homers, and it was just a way of life back then. I used to sit out there in the pen with them, and they all had names, and probably did that too much, breathing in too much of that, you know, where birds live. There's a lot of droppings and there's fumes, and that's not good for you. But if I could do that in the neighborhood I'm in right now, I would have me at least two or three pairs.
Yeah, pigeons. I've got some squabs right now in there, too, and they're funny-looking little guys. And I'll be starting to train them pretty soon here. So, yeah, I like the pigeons. I really enjoyed having them. I've only had them a couple of years now. So I did. I tried doing some quail before them. The quail work pretty good, but they're not quite as fast. They don't always get away. Sometimes you get an unlucky one there, you know. So it was a little bit easier, I think, for me to switch over and start doing the pigeons.
Amazingly fast, especially those racing homers, the ones that I had anyway. They had really, really big breast muscles, and they were quick. I had one of them come home one time and he had a hole in his crop, and took him to the vet. And the vet said, yeah, that was a bird of prey, got him. And he stitched him, he pulled the feathers off and he stitched him up, and that's, he was a good bird. He's the one that got away. He had a close encounter, but he lived through it.
How tough those feathers are, man. They're like armor. I know that when I was first kind of getting into this and watching squirrels bite the birds and injuries and things like that, there's plenty of instances where a feather would actually block a bite. They're much better armor than I ever thought they would be.
I heard about that because Marty was telling me how fragile they are. Birds of prey, they're not near as tough as you think they are. But they could get hurt. So you had to take great care when you were handling them, and because you didn't want to hurt them. But I always wondered about that because I've picked up a few wild squirrels before with gloves on, even with thick rawhide gloves, and the squirrels can bite right through that thick rawhide like it's nothing. They're big, long teeth they have on the front. I always wondered how in the world do the birds of prey get around those big teeth on those squirrels?
Talking about some of the other raptor species, most of the hawks, for the most part, are built like tanks, especially redtail. Redtail is literally a tank of the sky. They're pretty tough. I would not use the word fragile around a redtail at all. But some of the smaller birds, so like an American kestrel or a merlin, I think Marty was flying some merlins not too long ago for a little while, and merlins are pretty, it's a much smaller bird, and they're a falcon, and so they are definitely much more fragile than, say, a redtail. You know, the redtails are much, much more beefy because they're kind of designed to smash into and through briars to get rabbits and other game, whereas like a small American kestrel or a merlin, you know, they're going to mostly be chasing smaller birds, and so they're catching them in the air in flight and not under cover. So they are more fragile than, say, most of the forest hawks that we have around here.
That I got to take pictures of. It was a red tail, and it had a really big wingspan. I mean, for me, you know, it's not like an eagle, but it had, relative to a pigeon, it had probably twice or three times the wingspan of my pigeons. And it was beautiful, too. When it spread, when it came by me, its wings were fully out, fully extended, and the tips, the tip feathers were pointed up. They were curled up. And his head was just looking from side to side as he was going past me. That was a cool thing. I'll never forget it. I do have some videos, too, of pigeons that are, you know, there's no way a pigeon can outrun a peregrine. But I do have picture or video of pigeons who will fly straight at a brick wall, straight at it, as fast and as hard as they can go. And then they turn really fast. And the pigeon makes the turn, and the peregrine doesn't make the turn. And it just goes up in a puff of feathers. So I guess they're kind of fragile, too. Or they get excited, and they get really fast, and the pigeon's just a little bit smarter. Because it doesn't go faster than it has the ability to turn. And I've seen them. That's how they save their lives, by flying as fast as they can at a brick wall.
I've got, with the way that they fly versus the way a falcon would be stooping from above on a pigeon, is they're definitely more agile. And I've seen plenty of pigeons roll out from under a stoop from a falcon. It happens. You really, a lot of that falls on the falconer, too. So, you know, when you're setting up the slip, and the slip is how you present the game to the bird of prey. So when you're setting up the slip, there's a lot of stuff going on. And if you just get one little part of all these sort of orchestrations that are all dancing together incorrect or timed incorrectly, you know, you're likely to lose your slip. And that's just the way it is, you know. Falconry is definitely a really difficult sport. It's not like going out and hunting with, you know, traditional weapons. We'll go out and squirrel hunt and might get two squirrels, you know, would be a good day. Whereas if I was going out with a shotgun or something, that would be not a great day.
About the bird than it is the hunt when you're out with birds of prey. Anyway, I'm at home. I've enjoyed it. Good talking to you. Hope maybe one day I get to go out on one of your exercises and enjoy it. Take my camera and get me some more pictures. Anyway, take care. I got to get busy in the lawn before it gets hot outside. W4DJW.
Getting pretty scratchy out there, too. I don't know if that's me or you, but anyway, yep, get your work done. Hopefully you'll have a wonderful day, and we'll get to see some light shows tonight, and I'd love to take you out sometime. Falconry season starts back in August, and that goes for anyone on the net. If anyone wants to go check out some falconry, love to take you guys out, and just let me know. This is KQ4QHV. Clear.